Riverside International Speedway, Canada's crown jewel for oval track racing. A third mile, high bank, here since 1969, just outside the beautiful town of Antigonish, Nova Scotia. On this, the IWK 250 weekend, Riverside International Speedway transforms itself into a small city just full of race-thirsty fans. Truly an international race, with competitors in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, along with some of the heaviest hitters in super late model Pro Stock North American racing.
Broken bones will heal, but second place never will.
The IWK 250 has truly turned in to an international race that fans can enjoy worldwide. The founder of this beautiful speedway was a true racer at heart. John W. Chisholm had a vision. He wanted to build a racetrack second to none. He wanted a race that would continue to gain momentum for Canadian short track racing. He wanted the best for race fans to enjoy and the finest facility for competitors to compete on. Well, safe to say, the late John Chisholm has created something that will live for one long time. The history of the IWK 250 stretches all the way back to 1977 in its roots. Oh, and the list of who has won this race is extremely deep. Winners have come from all over North America. Many teams have given it their all and come up just a little bit short. But the who's who have visited Victory Lane right here at Riverside. Two-time champion Frank Fraser, 1978 and 1987.
It seems to be extra special just because of Antigonish, because for a driver, Antigonish is probably the most fun track that we've got in the Maritimes and one of the best I've ever run at, and I've run at a lot of them. And it's just because it's so much fun to run the racetrack, and as such, it's always been such a good facility. When John first built it, it was state-of-the-art, and then he upped it by about 400% when he did it over again. And it's kind of an honor to be known as one of the big winners in Antigonish. I wouldn't take one win was any better than the other. One win was by a car that I had just purchased and wasn't known for winning, so it was a little extra special to do that one. But actually, the one that is the most, I would say, special or maybe disappointing or maybe aggravating was the time when one of the ones Scott won, and I came from way back and run him down and was going by him, and when I drove up beside him, I dropped the cylinder, and he ended up winning the darn thing, and I ended up being second. But I couldn't believe it. I come all the way back. I just got up. When I got wheel to wheel to wheel, I dropped the cylinder and had to settle for second, and that was the one that I remember even more than the winning.
Five-time winner Scott was. I know those wins had to be special. You were probably there for every single one of them.
I was there for every one, and I was probably running with them in most of them.
Halifax's own Greg Stewart, two-time winner, 1988 and 1993.
Pretty cool. It's a neat venue, and always has been, and it's even better now as it has been redone by Mr. Chisholm. I can just only imagine winning it now with the popularity that it has right now.
The 1989 champion, Rolly McDonald.
It's the most prestigious race here on the East Coast for sure. Like, we always look forward to it, even back in the 80s and that. It was a big deal. You plan all summer and you work your car and get it up to, you know, the best handling and everything. And your races before that is all a practice run, we call it, for the big race. And it's the big deal here in the East Coast. Pays well, and it's just a tremendous drawing race and enthusiasm and crowd and that. And John, when he did all this, he had the input and the insight to get this going, and it's really paid off in the long run, and it's just a great race.
From 1990, Terry Clattenburg.
Being able to run in Antigonish was a Daytona for us in Atlantic Canada. For sure, you know, we opened that racetrack, and we just look forward to going there. It's the elite of the whole scheme of things, really. You know, when you raced there and you won there, you were on top.
Canadian short track legend. We got Junior Hanley. You won it in 1991 and in 1992. Either one of them standouts for you? Is one sweeter than the other?
Well, that was when I was racing for Tom Curley, and that was the bonus. If you won at that racetrack, you got a $50,000 bonus. So it was two really good races for me. Went there the first time, it was me and John, really good friends, and I went there the first time it was open. It was like going to Bristol. Racetracks down there was nothing like Anticonish. If you can drive in, turn in the middle, and get on the gas, you got a good chance.
Mike McKenzie, another winner of the IWK 250. This one comes from the year 1999.
Well, I think it's a little bigger deal than it was back then. Back then, it was more low key. It was just like another win. You never really it didn't have the same hoopla that it has now, and it's much bigger now than it used to be. But of course, it's always exciting. You know, it goes without saying. It's a long time ago now. That's what, 15 years ago, I guess. But like I say, it's a big deal now. It was a big deal then, but not as big as it is today.
2006 winner Ben Rowe.
To me, it was huge. It was my first visit up there, actually, and to see that place and what they've done to that racetrack. When I showed up, it was basically brand new, totally redone, and it was just an awesome facility and just a huge race. You know, what it meant to everybody else that was entering it. I really didn't know the history until I did end up winning it, and then I learned a lot more about it.
2007 IWK 250 winner Mike Rowe.
That was awesome. I wish we could get back there to run some more races. If we weren't running the past schedule so much, but we had a real great time, a lot of competition up there, and just hope we can get back there sometime. But, you know, it was just great. I believe Benji finished right behind me. Regan Smith was right there. We had a lot of good drivers up there at that time, and I was just fortunate enough to get out front at the end there and then hold everybody else off. But it was a great race, like I said, I wish we could get back there to run it again.
2008, NASCAR driver Regan Smith.
Well, just like any win, it's always important, and you always appreciate all, because you don't know when the next one's going to come or when the last one's going to happen. So, it was a big deal for me to win that. I was coming off of a cup season that was not exactly what we had hoped for. We got the rookie of the year that year, but outside of that, we kind of had a lot of struggles, and it was a challenging season. So that was nice for me to get to come up there and have the opportunity not only to run the race, but to run up front and win the race. And, you know, I think me being there the year prior to that also helped to understand what the IWK 250 was and all the meaning that was behind that race and the tradition that was behind it, how long it's been around, and obviously in a little bit different form in more recent years, but it's definitely a race that's been around forever, and the race fans in Canada are phenomenal. I can say that I actually had a conversation with somebody about a week and a half ago about racing in Canada and about how passionate in all areas of Canada the race fans are, and we see a lot of that bleed over in Michigan and different areas that we race at, and it was a lot of fun to be there.
2009 IWK 250 winner Wayne Smith.
Pretty exciting. I mean, definitely I won a few championships, but I mean, you know, to win the 250, which I'd never done before, and we raced many of them, and it's pretty exciting to win that. The one that I won, obviously, I mean, we had Reagan Smith there, and I mean, them guys, when they come in, they're pretty tough, and they were driving one of the Chisholm's cars there, and he was leading, I was running second, and he was just pulling away on me, and I was burning the brakes up, so I just said, you know what, I'm just going to ease off here and ride it out for a while, and next thing I look, and I'm starting to catch him, and he had his brakes burning up, so by the time I got to him, he had no brakes left, and we just went out and passed him and continued on to win the 250.
The year was 2010. Kent Vinson from PEI in Victory Lane.
It was unreal. I mean, that's our biggest night of the year. Like I say, we didn't probably have the fastest car all night, but it was fast when it needed to be, and it ended up in Victory Lane. It was good.
2011, also from PEI, Darren McKinnon in the 18.
He's a happy man, Darren McKinnon. You followed John Fleming almost all night, but you aced him at the end. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I didn't know I could do that, really.
What does it mean to you to be standing in Victory Lane in the IWK 250?
This is like the Daytona 500 for me.
How are you guys going to celebrate on the island tonight?
Oh, no, we're celebrating over here in the track, in the campground.
You'll probably be celebrating for a week, though.
Oh, yeah.
2012, John Fleming scored his first IWK.
White flag out from Archdeans. One to go for John Fleming. Working for one and two. He led 227 last year in the IWK 250. Redemption's going to pay sweet. Checkers in the win. John Fleming is your IWK 250 winner.
IWK 250 championship. This has to feel great.
Oh, geez, this is the one we wanted more than anything this year. Like, we'll take this rather than a championship, really. Like, after letting that one get away last year, these ones are far and few between, and to run as well as we did tonight and pull this one off. It's just, we can put that other one last year to rest and look forward from here.
2013, the champion came from New Brunswick, Sean Tucker.
One to go for the Rocky Go Equipment Limited, number 52. He started off the season slow, but he reels off two second-place finishes, and he'll follow it up with two victories, including the IWK 250, Sean Tucker to victory lane. Second goes to the 89 of Chisholm, and Brad Keselowski going to hold on for third. What a drive to the front of this field.
Oh, we were way too tight the first half, and the boys and myself, we made a few decisions at halfway, and the car was awesome, actually. I've come close to winning this race a few other times, and we just didn't get it done, so I can't believe it, actually. I really can't.
Talk about the pass for the win on the reigning NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion.
He had a lot more horsepower than I did down the straightaway, so he was slowing it up a bit in the corner, so I had to use the bumper a little bit. I normally don't race that way, but anyway, I had to do it. He was holding me up, so it was good racing with him. Fun.
I know you have a lot of big accomplishments in your career. This has to rank right up there, though.
Oh, it definitely does. It's look at this crowd. I can't believe it. It's just, I think it's beer time.
2014, John Fleming proves lightning can strike more than once.
Final lap down the back straightaway. The 97 was flawless in one and two. He works through three and four. And John Fleming will win his second IWK 250.
Two-time IWK 250 champion.
Oh, geez, yeah, that's great. Really happy for Happy Harry's. Car wasn't so great tonight. We had a muscle it most of the night and just found a line that worked really good. This is great, but I'm really feeling bailed for Donald. He ran such a great race, and it would have been great for him to win this one. But just a great night for the team. Positive. Awesome.
In 2015, PEI's own Kent Vinson became a two-time winner as well.
Last lap in the IWK 250 white flag for Kent Vinson in car number 8. He has struggled hard the last 2 years with this race car, but the 2010 IWK 250 champion going to win his second. Kent Vinson to victory lane.
Holy shit, boys, he did her. Woo! Woo-hoo!
Oh, man, I didn't think I had anything for DJ. He was strong. He was really, really strong. Thought I had, like I say, maybe a slim chance on the outside. I know Dougie was here going real hard. At the end of the night, just very pleased that we raced each other clean. It was a good night, a bunch up front. So hats off to them guys, too, for great sportsmanship.
It's been a long while since you've been to victory lane. I know you guys have gone through struggles with this race car. What does this mean?
This is huge. So huge for us. Home in the shop. Week in and week out, the boys come down, work in the car, and it's like, where are we going to be next week? Where are we going to be, you know, a lap down, whatever. This is so huge for us. We worked so hard for this. As anybody knows, it's, anyway, man, we're here and I'm happy.
In a few moments, you're going to get your name once again on the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup.
I tell you what, a class act on behalf of the Chisholm family tonight for doing what they did, presented the rest of the other champions with a plaque. That just shows the true class of Donald and his family, for sure.
Come here, Alan Vincent. Two-time IWK 250 champion. This is awesome.
God love you. God love you, and I do.
Congratulations, Kent.
Thanks very much.
Some of the other champions that we unfortunately can't hear from anymore. Winner of the 1977, The Beginning, Billy Watson. Oh, and we'll never forget Dynamite Don Biederman. He was victorious in 1979, 1980, and 1981. Scott Fraser, also taken from us way too early, but a true champion of the IWK 250 with the most wins. Count them, 5 years for Scott Fraser, from 1994 all the way through, including 1998. It's virtually impossible to go into a future unless you have a history. And this race, the IWK 250, presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body, is rich in history and has an extremely bright future. The year-long wait? It's over. Who tonight will take their name from the starting lineup and add it into IWK 250 history? Sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body.
In his words, I say to you, and I quote, isn't it great?